This is episode number 70 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of March 30th, 2009. It's time for me to walk. Coming up on today's show, we've got our current distractions, gaming news. For our feature this week, we sit down with an honest-to-goodness, bona fide professional gaming girl. After that, we'll follow up with new releases, listener email, and the as-of-yet-to-be-determined question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions. My name is Jason Astrack. What? What are you doing?
Chris, you sound different. No, just
go ahead. No. We got Chris here on board. Okay. Once again, I'm Jason Astrack. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Jeff Chorning.
What's happening?
And Christopher Riccio. Chris?
Chris.
Chris. He's not here tonight.
Oh, that's right. He's walking the plank. He walked the plank, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Last week, Chris got married. He is out in Niagara Falls right now, very close to you guys.
He is, actually. Actually, I'm pretty sure he's supposed to come visit soon.
Really?
Yeah. If the ball and chain can reach that far. I don't know. We'll see.
He might have to drag it along with him. So
he might.
Well, you're bound for a very, very good time. What can we do then? What the fuck are we going to do? So it's just
Repeat's
the two of
gone.
Us, and we Beep, always need gone. A buffer, you know, because if it's just you and I, we don't get along, so.
Exactly. There's got to be that mediator there.
I can't stand Jeff.
Like I said, Repeat went home. Repeat's gone. He's on his way back to Australia.
Oh, dude, do you have any more, surprise guests in your closet or anything? Or?
Dude, I can go check that out, because when in doubt, check the closet. And, what do you know? Dude, Tom Mace is here from Amplified Gamers.
How's it going, guys?
Oh my god, hey, Tom!
That is so weird. What the hell are you doing in there?
This is like Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like everybody comes by to visit. This is great.
What do you have in your closet? Come on.
A Buffalonian. Drinking a beer. A Canadian beer, mind you.
Some awesome Alexander Keats right now.
That's right.
Hey, nice. Well, welcome, Tom. You are from the Amplified Gamers podcast.
Yes,
is that correct?
From the Amplified Gamers. That's right. Now part of the VGAVO network.
Now officially part. You were always there. You were always like in the brotherhood, as it were.
That's right. People joke since Terry was on our podcast, it was just a given that we're going to be on.
People made that same joke. Okay, I made that joke about Sig. They're sleeping with the members from VGAVO.
But he came to us. So.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, cool. It's all official now because you're on the T-shirt and everything. So
that's right. We have the T-shirt. T-shirt.
You know,
all
you made
good,
it big once you made the T-shirt.
Exactly. Once you make the T-shirt, yeah. You guys are on the T-shirt as well.
Oh, sweet. So. Yeah. Do you look good or what?
Yeah. Oh, the T-shirt's
awesome.
Yeah, I saw
it today. It's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to pick one up. They actually fit nicely too. They actually wear
and
fit nicely.
And Chris's head is about as big as it is like in real life. So it takes up almost like the entire thing. Sorry, Chris.
Is that for like a double XL shirt or something?
Hey-o.
Oh, we miss you, Chris. I hope you're having a good time in Niagara.
You won't hear this till Monday.
Watch out for those falls. You don't want to go over them. You know?
Yeah.
Have sex in the barrel. I hear it's magical. Anyway, Tom, tell us about your show a little bit.
Oh, we're a music and video game podcast. We kind of talk about the music side of video games and kind of work in a lot of audio clips and try to talk about soundtracks and do a lot of music news, which doesn't get covered very often in other podcasts. So we try to cover that aspect of video games.
Basically. Awesome.
And we're on like episode 11, 12. We're still relatively new, so you know, bear with us. But we've we've changed our show a bit for our last episode 11, and we've have a lot of new audio clips and change some format around, so I hope you guys like it.
Good deal. I do so far. So far, so good. And I'll keep listening for now. But
okay.
No, you guys definitely fill a little void. You know, it's kind of a niche podcast. You know, but I love video game music, so that's why this.
Who
this
doesn't?
Is
like, I love like Final Fantasy soundtracks and all those other music podcasts. It's just awesome listening to all those types of music and video games, and you don't get enough of that. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you got some jokers that are like, you know, changing their soundtracks in the games. I will never, ever, ever do that. Ever.
I'm not a big fan of custom soundtracks as well. I like if a game has shitty, you know, soundtracks and I got to play my own music, they've done a poor job. That's my opinion.
Good call. Agreed. Yep. All right, so let's do the meet and greet. How's everybody doing and stuff? Let's start with Jeff. What you been up to, man?
Not much, man. Busy day at work. Lot of gaming, but not too many games. I unfortunately had to miss Chris's wedding, unfortunately, but wish him all the best. Now he's married, yeah. And of course, couldn't make it to MGC. Next year, Indus is going to be there with a vengeance. I'm going to let everyone know now because we have 2 years to make up for.
Oh, shit.
You guys are missed.
For real? Oh. Were we?
Yeah. Well, we were kind of teasing Jeff on Friday while we were setting things up. You know?
Yeah, they were. Well, we'll be there next year, and like I said, we're bringing sexy back or something like that.
We're making
or
at least it cool again.
Or at least three drunk idiots that we're just going to one or the other. Someone's going to end up being arrested or, you know, like Philip J. Fry said of the 360 Nation.
What?
Yeah, I said Philip J. Fry of Josh from 360 Nation basically said next year, one of us will probably end up arrested or like naked on a rooftop somewhere, and will probably happen.
You got to cover two MGCs now. You got to make up for it. That's why.
Exactly. That's why.
Yeah.
Did they show you guys the pool on the roof and everything?
yeah, the pool there. Yeah, there was a pool though. There was a pool.
Yeah, true. But you got to check out the cool one on the roof.
On the roof. Yeah,
you
missed
it.
I missed it. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I'd say next year, but it's not at the Olympia next year.
Oh, for real?
Well, it's gotten too big.
This is
they've got to go.
Stuff.
They're going. It hasn't been decided where they're going, but it's going to be somewhere near Milwaukee, so closer to the city. I think it's going to be a bigger area, venue.
Awesome.
You could tell that it was too small. It was on Saturday. It got a little too crowded, and with all the recordings and stuff, it was kind of nice because we had all our business to do with recordings and stuff like that. On Sunday is when I really got to play a lot of games and things like that because it was insane on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So everybody for next year starts pooling up bailout money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Cause...
Especially for me because I'm going to be in a different country and it'll probably be harder to get out.
They cane people here, Jeff. They really do. Jeff, anything else going on? Or?
No, other than that, that's pretty much it, dude.
Not bad. All right. Should we move on to Tom? How you been, man?
Let's do it.
MGC last weekend.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Oh, I know.
Now, can you tell us about it? Because I've heard some people say, like, I'm sorry, what happens at MGC stays at MGC.
No, see, what goes on at MGC goes on the YouTube, basically.
There we go. Okay, cool. All right. So is it okay replay?
On the forums, there's tons of stuff. Like, I mean, we had a lot of karaoke going on Friday night, which I didn't partake in. I'm not a big karaoke person, but... I did partake in some Guitar Hero contest action with Scott from the Goo and Adam from the Goo and Torgo. We all did some Guitar Heroing.
Kick ass.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, did at any point did Scott go, top performer, bitches?
the name of our band in Guitar Hero for the contest was called Top Performer.
Awesome. Okay. All right, cool. All right.
And we won, so yeah.
For real?
We were the top performers.
Sweet.
Well, there's only two bands entered because they couldn't get anyone entered, but we won out of the two.
The other one was Drunken Gamers Radio, and they were a little bit incapacitated. So.
No. Well, they were judging. They were like the American Idol people. Like they were Simon, the DGR guys.
It was a joke.
Well, the only two teams were actually two VGEVO like teams.
No, it was Eamon on the other team.
No, they didn't get there in time.
I was
going to
say that's
was,
probably why they
it
lost.
It was Dale from the Untappd podcast.
Oh,
Dale,
cool.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Dale,
but it was a great time. You guys missed out on some classic gaming. You missed out on a world record.
A what?
That happened.
Yes, that's right.
Zim from the forums beat the Phoenix Atari game world record.
Very
he actually
cool.
He went over 1 million points and flipped the game, so the points rolled over, and yeah. Yeah, it was pretty epic. We were all cheering. We had it all on video. It was pretty cool.
Now, was there an official scorekeeper there? Because I know that the whole
he's having some trouble a little bit. But there was tons of video. There's like Dale Lucen, who runs the event, was there. It was an official tournament, so he paid money to get it. He got a trophy.
Okay.
If he doesn't get the world record, heads are gonna roll, man.
Uproar.
We're gonna have like King of Phoenix.
Oh yeah, shit's gonna go down if he doesn't. Get the world record because he earned it. He was there for 2 hours without pausing the game.
Damn.
Walter Day wasn't there?
No. He wasn't there to... Yeah, no, no.
I wonder what happened to Walter. He was there last year. Damn. He was the main draw.
He was a speaker last year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going if Walter Day's not there. Fucking A.
Well. But that was MDC. That was now I'm here in Toronto visiting Jeff. So
and that's right.
Chris too. Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I live in Buffalo, so it was just a short drive, and I figured I might as well kill two birds with one stone. So see everyone, and except for you, Jason.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks a lot.
I've actually covered most podcasts this past week because I did like a roundtable for PS Nation. I did a podcast for The Goo, and then our own podcast. And I'm gonna be all over VGevo this week. It's insane.
You whore.
If you don't know about the Amplify Gamers, you're not doing something right.
Right.
So.
Tom is making the rounds.
That's cool. Right. Yeah, I am.
All right. What the fuck have I been doing? The whole wedding thing.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just
Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you for asking. That's
no
very
problem.
Sweet of you.
Hey, didn't you have a big day last week?
No, it was pretty uneventful. Someone got married though.
No, but didn't you? Aren't you like old and stuff?
Oh, that. See, yeah, with all this shit going on, like weddings and MGCs and stuff. Yeah, I had a birthday somewhere in between there. I didn't even remember.
You didn't have your birthday listed on VGevo. It took someone else that had your like Facebook account to know what your birthday was.
Yeah, I think Scott actually stepped up and made the thread. But I didn't even think about it because I got like a birthday greeting from VGevo. So I'm like, oh, okay, they must have my shit. So
really,
that's weird. I don't know. So
how young are you?
32, I think.
Nice, nice, nice.
God, I really don't know. I'm trying to do the math real quick. Yeah, that's right, 32.
32 years young.
Yeah, I mean, after 30, dude, it's like, why count anymore?
Really? I've got a couple years, so.
Okay, well, good. How old are you?
27, going on 28.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're a kid. All right.
I'm a kid, yes. I'm youngin'.
I love when people say that. They're like, oh, I'm 27 going on 28.
Well, no, my birthday's in May. My birthday's
in May, though,
so.
Oh, okay.
My birthday's in May, though, so it is coming up really soon, so.
It is.
Yeah, I know. It's the whole number thing. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I kind of forgot about the whole birthday thing, there wasn't a whole lot, you know, that we did. It was a pretty chill day. We went and saw a movie, did some shopping. Finally got to see The Watchmen, which is pretty fucking phenomenal.
Kick ass.
So you like The Watchmen?
I did, actually, and that's coming from someone who actually, you know, has the original comics, you know, read it, you know, as it came out, you know, way, way back in the day. I thought they did a pretty goddamn good job for what they had, you know. I remember growing up thinking that.
I never read the comic book.
Oh, really? So, I mean, did that affect you at all? Did you not like the
ending? I didn't like the ending.
Hmm.
What part of the... we can talk about this off air, but yeah. I want to know...
I didn't like how it ended. I mean, I liked the movie as a whole, but I didn't like how it ended.
Okay.
So we'll talk. I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen The Watchmen yet, but I guess if they haven't seen it, they're not going to see it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much holding my tongue right now. It's like, what can I say that won't affect things?
Okay. I think you know what I'm talking about, maybe.
Probably, maybe.
Possibly not. Because they did change the ending from the comic.
Oh, did they?
They changed quite a bit of it. It was actually changed.
Yeah.
Two big factors were really changed, actually.
So maybe after we record, we'll talk about it. Because I don't want to ruin it for people.
Yes. No doubt.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah, it's something you don't really want to spoil, especially if you haven't read it. So,
yeah, people might rent the movie instead of watching it in the theater. So,
well, they're bitches then.
They are.
Go see the fucking movie. My God, it's good.
Well, I have a story about that. I mean, when I went to see that movie, it was the Saturday, like late at night. And when I went to the movie, it's a 3-hour movie, right? Close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that the clocks changed on me. And I had driven from Philadelphia that night. So I drove 7 or 8 hours from Philadelphia. And I'm like, let's go see the movie. And it was like 11:15 showing, which actually made it be like a 12:15 showing. And I didn't get out of the theater till like 3:30. And I was so fucking tired. And I'm like, oh, my God. I lost an hour.
They didn't have anywhere in Philadelphia that was playing it? Did I miss something?
Well, no. I was in Philadelphia for like a meeting. So.
Oh, okay. All right. You were going home. Gotcha.
For work, yeah.
All right. Well, I still enjoyed the movie. Once again, they did a pretty good job. That's really about it. I mean, besides the whole wedding thing, which went very, very well, except for the DJ.
We'll let Chris talk about that, right?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know how much he wants to give that. But I will say, the DJ was ass.
It was crap.
Yeah, and
was he an asshole or just playing shitty music?
I think he was socially retarded.
How do you DJ and be socially retarded?
I don't know. Like, I went up to him and I started talking to him, and I'm like, by the way, I'm shooting a video outside, mm-hmm. and, you know, doing like a video guest book type thing. I'm like, if you want to make like an announcement after dinner or something like that, you know, just have them look for Jason or Lisa. And he's like, I'm JC. I'm like, no, I'm Jason. You know, and it was kind of loud and stuff. Like, no, my name's Jason. He's like, yeah, I'm JC. I'm like, what? Wait, what? No, I'm Jason. So I did.
A bad DJ will ruin a wedding, dude.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was in good spirits and, you know, kept a smile on. And yeah, Kristen,
well, I can totally understand because I didn't meet my DJ before my wedding.
For real?
It's one of those things where it's just on the phone. Ours was out of town, so, but we had our wedding in another place where we lived, so we just bared with it, and we talked to him on the phone. It was okay, and
we totally grilled ours, man. You're right. I mean, they can make or break, so.
They can. I mean, ours just played normal music. We weren't looking for anything special. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, the DJ kept, like, missing the cues and stuff, like, during the ceremony. Like, he started playing stuff early, and then he didn't have the song for them to, like, walk out and stuff. So they were sitting up, you know, at the, you know, altar, as it were, as he's, like, cycling through songs, you know? He's like,
oh, no.
Okay, that's not the one. And they're like, no, that's not it. So go to the next one. Oh, no, that's not it. It's like,
you got
to
fucking be kidding me, man. That's awful.
Wow, dude. So, yeah. But, yeah, overall, great, great time. I don't know if I should talk about the bachelor party. No, I probably won't talk about
that.
No, definitely don't talk about the bachelor party.
Really?
See, that's one thing that stays at the bachelor party, stays at the bachelor party.
We can talk about that after, when we're off the air.
Yeah.
But I think really, don't people want to know about Chris doing the worm or anything like that?
Oh my God, Chris did the worm?
I can't talk about it.
Was it actually the worm?
I can't talk about it. I might be making it up.
Did it look more like a tuna out of water, kind of? Because I just can't see, like, Chris doing the... I can't do the worm. I haven't done the worm in years. And I know when I try to do it these days, it's... First of all, I hurt, like, 3 days afterwards. Chris, and it's just really not pretty.
Chris probably doesn't even remember, so I could just make shit up. So I'm making up the worm. Who knows? Yeah, that's about it for me. I mean, you know, the wedding, movie, birthday, yeah.
Busy week for you.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That's not typical. I'm very busy all the time.
That's what she said.
Really? Oh,
there was a lot of that MDC, by the way. Like,
oh,
that's
good.
What she said. Yeah, yeah. That line is it's like you were at MDC.
Glad to see VG Evo is keeping up the terrible jokes.
We're so good at
it. How many Chuck's mom's jokes were there? Because they're not overplayed.
There was not one.
Excellent. Oh, awesome.
So everybody's moved on.
It was a Chuck's mom. I think people have moved on, but that's what she said was uttered often.
Good.
Scott probably had a big dealing in that.
I think everyone did. It wasn't just one person. It was a lot of people doing it.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right.
That's what she said.
let's move on a little bit. So let's talk games, if that's okay.
Yes.
This is a video game podcast. Let's move to Jeff. Jeff, what's been distracting you, sir?
Dude, not a lot. A shit ton of Street Fighter 4.
What?
What?
Yeah,
no.
Weird, eh? I never play that game. Yeah, we got the whole tournament / league thing set up, and we got signups going right now on VGEvo.com. You actually go to, what's the actual website called for the forum? It's long, but if you go to VGEvo.com, there's a link for it on there. You can click on the link. It's really simple. You hit a button. It takes it right there. You can sign up.
Well, I think let's back up. By the time they hear this, signups are over.
It's done.
Okay.
So you cannot sign up anymore. If you made it in, great. If you wanted to get in, you're hearing this now, you're shit of luck. Try again next season.
You're SOL.
I'm just kind of getting around. I'm just playing a lot of Street Fighter. It's just ridiculously addicting, and it's to the point now where I've gotten better in the games when I first got it, and now I feel like if I don't play it every day, I'm just going to magically suck. Like, the next day, I'm just gonna be like, I'm just terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. And I picked up Hawks on... I picked it up on Monday or Tuesday. It's still in the wrapper. Like, I haven't opened it yet, and I never do that with video games. Like, I'm not the type of person to buy games and not open them and just put them on my shelf.
I'm the same way, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to play them, and I remember I brought it home, like, hey, I'm going to play Hawks tonight. Turn it on, I'm like, oh, there's people playing Street Fighter. I get a message, I'm like, all right, I'll play a couple rounds of Street Fighter. And two, 3 hours later, I'm like, I need to go to bed. And that's basically all I've been playing, sad to say. A little bit of Killzone here and there. And I've been tapping away at what's called a retro game challenge on the DS.
Oh, cool.
I've opened up a couple more games on that, which is still fun for short spurts. But, like, really, dude, that is pretty much all I've been playing. Halo Wars is on the back burner, and I'm pretty close to the... Oh, I did... Actually, you know what? I did try Halo Wars online with Stabber McShooty from VGEvo. We got a couple games in. And I'm not sure if I just don't know the game right... or same with him, but the Covenant seem ridiculously overpowered. There's this one unit, the Scarab tank, which if you've played Halo, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that thing is a beast. Like, I made a crap load of units, a crap load of everything I possibly could, sent it in to basically fight one of these things and, like, a couple other things, and I just got demolished. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm looking up online. Apparently, there's this one cannon thing that... okay, just to rewind. When you're playing multiplayer, you pick either UNSC or Covenant, and then there's three leaders for each one. So you pick which leader you want. Okay. Each leader has a different special ability. There's this one special ability that basically drops like a beam of light from this ship that's flying overhead, and that basically does really good big damage to the Scarab. But mm-hmm. only one of those leaders has it, so I wasn't that leader. So I'm like, how can I counter this? And to tell you the truth, I really didn't look into it that much because I really didn't care because I'm not a big RTS fan. And this is exactly why I hate them online, because it's not the type of game where once you start getting screwed on RTS, you are screwed. Like, there's like almost no coming back, at least in my experience. Whereas if you're playing a first-person shooter or like Street Fighter, if you're getting your ass kicked, you can still come back with that sliver of life, and there's a chance you can win. And your Definitely, team in like yeah. like a first-person shooter can come back by like a 20-point deficit and come back and win. Yeah. With the RTS, I'm like, if I'm just getting demolished and I can't pump out units fast enough, I'm just like, you know what, I'm just going to put the controller down. This is no point. I don't like it. But other than that, it was fun. I mean, I got my ass kicked, but it was kind of cool. I don't think I'll play it too much online anymore. I'm just not a big fan of it, of the multiplayer. Like the single player, I'll probably complete that. But yeah, other than Halo Wars, Street Fighter 4, and... Special Game Challenge, I haven't really played much at all.
So Jeff, can you see yourself selling back Halo?
I probably won't, just because lately I've been trying
close,
not...
Close.
Do I? I don't like trading in stuff anymore. I'm trying to build up a collection, so to speak. And I did get the collector's edition, which doesn't come with that great stuff, but it has some cool...
You spent more money on
that
game?
I saw the shiny box, and I'm like, oh, that's such a cool cover. I'm like, it's got the metal case, the dual cover.
That is the biggest sucker move I've ever...
Bad Jeff.
I mean, I know.
I've bought collector's editions before, but I mean...
Dude, you bought two collector's editions of Street Fighter. But
I only bought one collector's edition, but...
Oh, I thought you bought two. Copies.
Yeah, but he plays it like, you know, 30-something. He's playing it all the time.
Yeah.
This is Halo.
Yeah,
like,
I know. See, that's what pissed me off. I couldn't find the collector's edition of Street Fighter. I'm into the single player. I love the single player. And co-op is fun. Co-op is really cool, but
single player doesn't get you like hours and hours and hours of more of gaming out of the game. I mean, once you're done playing the single player, you're not going to want to play anymore.
Well, no, neither does God of War, but I play those games over and over again.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. I guess.
Every once in a while. We'll see. Tell you the truth, I probably won't play through the whole campaign again, but I can see myself picking up every once in a while and being like, because there is a skirmish mode where you just play against the AI, which is basically like playing online, and at least that way I can set it to Super the Fucking Jason and just beat it every time. Because half the fun, honestly, I didn't think... what I usually hate about those type of games is the micromanagement and building up resources and setting up everything, but in this game, I for some reason I like it. I'd rather just sit there, build up money, build a whole bunch of different buildings, a whole bunch of different kind of crazy units, and then the battle becomes secondary to me because I'm just like, yeah, I just watch everything blow up and stuff. But I don't know. It's cool. We'll see what happens next week when I talk about it. But I'm planning on beating it by then. We'll see. Like cool. If I end up selling it back, I sell it back. But I doubt I will. I'm trying to keep everything.
I can't wait to hear about the game that you play that you got with the money from Halo Wars.
Riddick, which would probably be it.
Jesus Christ! All right. Cool.
Oh, that's actually what I did. I talked about that briefly. I meant to talk about this.
So first. I think Jeff reminded me because I'm visiting at their place and I saw it while I was playing games. I saw that Jeff has a Fallout strategy guide.
What?
He bought a strategy guide. You know that, Jason?
I didn't even think he'd crack into that thing. I didn't know he could read.
I have a habit of buying strategy guides that I never read. I actually have the limited edition Final Fantasy XII.
I saw a Zelda one there too. I saw a Zelda strategy guide too.
Well, the Zelda one's more for Tanya. But,
is it one of those pretty ones, though? Like the Zelda
that's why.
One? Like the hardcover one? Yep.
It's not the hardcover one, no.
Oh, okay.
But the Final Fantasy one is a hardcover with wicked-ass artwork in it. And I'm just like, this is really fucking awesome. The Fallout one I got just because I got a deal from the place I bought it off. They gave it to me for like half price. And I was like, if I really need it, I'll look it up. But I'm too impatient to to look at a strategy guide while I'm playing, I just feel like I'm wasting time. Like, okay, if I get really lost, I'll go and look at it. But I can't, like, read, take a few steps, read, take a few steps, because I can't do that.
I was just teasing you, man. That's all.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying I'm a sucker for shit like that. If something looks pretty, I buy it. That's basically, like, the rule. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, hey, it's got cool box art. Yeah. I can buy it.
Well, hey. I bought a strategy guide for Final Fantasy XII because I got pissed off because it's what I hate when games, like, when you play it, and if you don't get this one item, like, in the first hour, you can't get, like, the ultimate weapon in, like, the 70th hour of the game.
Yeah. Which
and it's some hidden little fucking feature in the game you won't know about unless you have the strategy guide. That pisses me off because that was the case in Final Fantasy XII, and I was so pissed off.
Yeah,
so,
if you looked at certain barrels or whatever, you couldn't get the
yeah,
weapon.
Or some shit like that. I hate that kind of. So like it for RPGs, you know, for RPGs, I'll sometimes get strategy guys. So I'll just give a shit though. But I played a lot of Street Fighter IV at MGC. A lot of the conference was. It seemed like fighting games are making a comeback.
Good.
I mean, it was over the place. People were playing them. It was on the 360 in the other room, and it was. You know, Street Fighter 4 is on multiple, you know, there was people huddling around constantly playing Street Fighter 4. It's back.
Yes. God, that makes me happy. I'm smiling right now. I'm very, very excited.
I'm excited for Blaze Blue, dude. After watching a bunch of videos with that, it looks really awesome, but I don't think any of these fighters are going to catch on like 4 did at all. Like even King of Fighters maybe, but
I don't think so either. I think 4 is going to be the one to stay for a while.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, and to tell the truth, the only fighting games I ever was really decent at was Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, and all the other ones I just kind of whatever mash buttons.
Yeah.
And I think Blaze Blue looks really gorgeous, and I want to play it, and I'm going to buy it, but I just don't see myself putting in the time that it takes to get really good at it because people are still going to be playing 4.
Yeah. Either way, cool. There's a ton of cool shit coming out. Yeah, King of Fighters 12, Blaze Blue, and then we've already got Street Fighter. So, yeah, it's a good time for fighting fans.
And so, look who brought it back again. The beginning of it all, Street Fighter.
So another game, which is an older game that I've been playing, is Mass Effect.
Excellent.
I picked that game up on PC because I only own a PS3. I don't own a 360.
Okay.
And I was really craving an RPG, and... I already finished Fallout, so that was done. So I was craving something, and I just people had said a lot of good things about Mass Effect. So I picked that up before MGC, and I've been loving the game. It's
good.
So amazing. It's
really good.
The sound. I just did a review on our podcast on episode 11. I just did a review of the soundtrack for it because
I love the soundtrack.
We played like 3 or 4 clips from that. I reviewed that because the soundtrack is amazing. I don't get a lot of sci-fi RPGs, and I love sci-fi. I love science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm excited about Final Fantasy XIII because it's more sci-fi-ish than 12 is. It's more of like a more like magic and a lot of more powers, and it's a lot more my taste. And I love Mass Effect. It's great, like the dialogue and how when you like. I think it does a better job than like Fallout does. Like when you actually pick a certain dialogue of that character, it's like you're in a movie and you're watching the conversation happen.
Hallelujah, brother! Yeah.
Oh, because you can see the person on screen and. It's the person you design too is however you design your character, that's what they look like, and it looks great. Except unfortunately, I have to play it on PC because I don't own a 360, and I would love to have it on PS3, but it's not out on PS3. I'd love to be playing this on my nice HD TV. You know,
the PC version is actually better than the 360 version.
But I don't PC game though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I hate sitting in front of my PC and game.
I will say this because I don't know what the stigma is about Mass Effect, but somebody actually in the Shoutbox VGO today because they were talking about Mass Effect 2, I guess from MGC. And there's this whole speculation, is it going to be multi-platform, is it not going to be multi-platform? No one really knows, because...
I don't think it is going to be.
Well, BioWare won't say it is, but they also won't say it isn't. They're kind of like in limbo, which to me probably says timed exclusive, if anything.
Yeah.
But somebody was like, Mass Effect 2, I can't remember who it was, Mass Effect 2 on PS3, like, who gives a shit? Which, perhaps reason, who gives a shit?
Oh.
But I was like, dude, no. Like, and I will say, like, I'm pretty sure it was one of the PS-only gamers... in like on VGevo, but I was like, no, dude, like,
what?
You
do we
really
have
PS3
fanboys on VGevo?
Never.
What?
I was like, you cannot discredit this game, man. It is one of the best games this generation, and give it a chance.
Well, after I finished it, I think I found out you guys had a Mass Effect special, and that's before I started listening to like all the VGevo podcasts. I think I'll go back and listen to that because
I'm
gonna
want
to get all the. Yeah, I love the game. I can't wait to get back to it. It's games like Street Fighter that's pulling me away a little bit, but I mean, it's a really great game. The story is great, and it's just, I love the sci-fi, and I'm a big sci-fi nut, so it's don't get a lot of that, you know?
Right up your alley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome. Our game of the year. Not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, the year before. Yeah, I remember you saying that,
We love us some Mass Effect.
And then I'm also playing, I picked up some Killzone after getting back from MDC. I haven't played that in a while, because before MDC, I was playing a lot of Street Fighter just to get ready for it. Mm-hmm. There's no Killzone going to be going on MDC. I played some Killzone 2, and I missed it. You know, it was nice. I forgot how much I missed that, you know, first-person shooter from Killzone. But that's really fun. Hopefully we're going to get some clan versus clan matches going soon, which will be really, really fun.
So, I heard something about a casual clan that's going on.
There's one out there. How are you doing, Jason?
There's like
the
13 different clans of VGO clans out there.
I haven't seen you playing Killzone, Jason. Have you been playing that one?
Yeah,
it's mostly
been
Street Fighter,
an awful lot.
I think, right?
What a Street Fighter.
We should play. The better question for Jason would be, what haven't you been playing in the last week?
What haven't I been
playing? More entertaining list. What have
things
you
that
been
are
playing?
In the to-do list, definitely Killzone 2.
Killzone, you and Chris, right? I mean,
it's on our to-do. Yeah. I received a new game from Gamefly called Resident Evil 5.
The controls. Oh, nice.
Well, you know, I still love Resident Evil games, and I've come
so
to terms
racist
with the
is
controls.
It?
They're not, you know, Resident Evil's not like it used to be, though. It's. I mean, I'm a fan of like the old school Resident Evil 1 and 2 and 3, and I didn't play 4, but I played the demo in 5, and it's not like Resident Evil used to be. It's very.
Oh, it's certainly evolved, and it it's a huge long running franchise, and yet it's so hard to compare, you know, like first gen Resident Evil to something like today. So unless you've kind of grown with it, you know.
Yeah.
Bring zombies back. True. I want the zombies back. I don't need the crazy fucking mutated monsters or anything like that. I can't tell you how racist it is because it's still sitting in the envelope.
I got one more game that I've been distracting me with.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
One more game that I've been playing, I actually played it here when I first got here, is Peggle.
Yes.
So I don't own a 360, but that's what Tanya, Jeff's girlfriend, was playing was Peggle. And it's kind of like Plinko on steroids. That's how I would describe it.
No, it's like
it's Plinko.
Plinko on like sweet tarts with caffeine.
It's so much fucking luck. It's there's some skill involved, but whoever says there's a lot of skill in this game is ridiculous. I think I heard someone saying it. There's
a lot
of skill.
Oh no!
There's no skill. It's all luck. It's like the bucket's moving back and forth, and whether you hit the bucket, which is 5,000 points, mind you.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know. I mean, things. I feel like the physics don't react right. I feel like things should balance more differently, but they don't. Like I don't know.
Huh.
I got all messed up. I did win one round, but I don't know. I was playing with Spoiler and Jack Bauer, and I won one round, but that was about it.
It's
an okay. I went it. Tanya said it was $10, I think, what it was. It was not a $10 game.
Ouch. Oh, my.
Not a $10 game.
Oh, nope. Peggle is definitely a $10 game.
No. Not for me, it isn't. Budget's
tight. You didn't play online, did you?
I did play online.
Did
Jeff,
you try?
Oh, that's right, you
Jeff
did play online.
Talk.
Sorry. Sorry, I went to take a pee. Sorry.
Jeff is checking.
No, I played with Jack Bauer in Spoiler, so yeah. I did play online. It was fun, but not
well,
that,
what version
not
did you play the one? Oh, okay, I'm not gonna Jason, help me out here.
I can't. We can't convert him, I guess. I don't know.
If I like
Plinko.
If I went the Price is Right and there was one game that I played and I would get fucking super duper excited over it, it would be Plinko. If I got to play Plinko and Price is Right, I'd shit myself. It'd
well, there
so
you
exciting.
Go. You've
but
already
you can't
compared
trash
it to
talk
Plinko.
In Plinko.
But Plinko's way better. It's more simplistic. It's all there.
we're dropping the gloves. I'm so like, dude, get out of my fucking closet.
Get the fuck back in the closet.
I'm already in the closet. You can't take me. Can't put me back in there. Jeff, you make fun of the closet, but I've already grabbed another beer without moving on my seat.
Oh, snap.
Ooh, snap. That's right. That's,
fuck, I need another refill. Damn it.
Yeah, that's right. I just had to open the door of the fridge, and there you go. Because Jeff's closet is AKA
my fridge is in
the
closet.
We got to get back on task here.
Yeah, so dude, we're going to Mad Dash.
Jason needs to
see what happens when Chris isn't here. We're like, let's talk about shit.
Like, so if we got a substitute teacher in or something, we're like,
yeah, throwing shit behind her back and stuff. And
but everybody can hear us. Oh, do you want to talk about the games that I played? Yeah, Street Fighter 4.
What are you playing? Yeah, Street Fighter 4, last Street Fighter 4.
I don't even know what to say about it. We could talk about the League, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah,
let's do the League a bit. We touched on it briefly, but the league that no one else can join.
Sorry, no one can sign up to. What are the positives of the league? You know, pimp it up because people are already signed up to it.
Even if you're not signed up for the league, I would still encourage people to check out the site. The address is SF for Street Fighter, sf.interactivedistractions.com, or you can find links on VG Evo and whatnot. But we've got an entire forum dedicated to strategy, to, you know, just regular matchups, to our current standings, so you can follow along, cheer for your favorite players, like Jeff. Or
yay.
Jason.
Yay. Or
Tom, you're signed
Boo.
Up, aren't you?
I'm signed up, but I'm going to fail miserably. After playing at NBC, and I got to get some tips this weekend with Jeff, because my Street Fighter has been a downward curve. It started off nice, and then it peaked a little bit, and then went straight down.
That's because of the kill zones, man. Bad
the
for
kill zone fucking, timing. The kill zone killed me, man. I mean, utterly, yeah.
You'll get back in it, and you still stand a chance. The way that the league works is, I think we're at about like 20 plus members right now.
No shit.
What we're going to do is going to be like a round robin type thing. So we played like two people every week, right?
And it's two people now, yeah.
Then we score points based on how many rounds we won. So all that shit gets tabulated, you know, throughout the course of the season, which is probably looking at about like maybe 2-3 months now.
It depends, yeah. Depends how fast people get through them.
Exactly. But at the end of the season, you know, we'll take the top. We haven't decided on the actual number yet, but it's like, you know, the top like 12 or 16 or something like that. And then we're going to have like a double elimination tournament. And that anything can happen.
It'll be best of five, basically, in elimination rounds.
Basically, we haven't decided.
It'll be like best of five or seven or something like that.
Best of seven or something. Yeah.
If you lose, you got one elimination. Okay, cool.
You get one elimination. Yeah, you can go to the loser's bracket, and you can still come back from that.
Yeah. Cool. And one thing to stress is there's a lot of new players, and there are some people who've been playing for a long time. And just keep in mind, people like we really want people to stress, even if it does last 2 or 3 months, which it is possible depending on how fast people are with getting together and getting their matches in. Because we do say 2 a week, but if let's just say for the first couple weeks everyone gets their matches done in like the first 3 days, then of course the next phase will start. So it's possible it could be finish earlier. Yeah. But one thing I want to stress is because it's a point-based system and 16 people will be making the tournament, there's really... Like, pretty much anyone has a chance. And there's, like any sport, there's a chance for upsets.
Hold on. My prediction, though, is that we're going to see Jeff will be up there. And my top three are probably Jeff, Scott, and maybe you, Jason. I'm just saying. I mean, it's...
Believe me, that's only because that's all that we're playing. That doesn't mean it's like the best players out there.
I mean, Jason, didn't you just go to a Street Fighter tournament?
Correct. Yes, I did, and I've got another one coming up this weekend.
And when I play you, I think I'm gonna have a chance. No.
But one thing though is when you're playing so much, you will naturally get better because I've seen some people. The first time I played, I was like, okay, they have a long way to go. But then I'll literally play them a week later, and I'll be like, wow, they have learned a lot in that week. Because don't get discouraged. That's the biggest thing to say is, if you're just starting out, do not get discouraged because you're going to be in the same boat as a lot of other people in the league, and you're just going to get better by playing. And don't worry. And it is just for fun. There's like no prize. You're not losing anything. There's no real prize or anything like that. Just basically, just for shits and giggles. It might get competitive with some people because some people are competitive by nature, i.e. like myself. But it's all in good times, good fun. So,
yeah,
I'm really hoping it lasts. I'm hoping everyone sticks into it to the end because I think it'll be really entertaining, especially come the tournament time when, you know, I just can't wait for that moment where I'm like, you know, with my buddies and be like, oh shit, dude, I gotta go for like an hour. Like, why? I gotta fight. What do you mean you gotta fight? I got this fight thing I gotta do.
You kidding me? Like a couple weeks ago when I told my wife that I got to be home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because we're having a Killzone 2 practice. Yeah, she laughed at that one. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, I got to be there. I set up the practice. We got to do it. We're having a clan practice.
Okay. Small tangent
She laughed. Yeah, it's the exact same thing, dude. It's the exact same thing.
Okay, small tangent, which I have to say, this is one of those moments where I was like, thank God Tawny didn't say anything, but... that same day when we're doing the whole clan practice thing for Killzone 2, I'm like, yeah, why not? It'll be kind of fun. We went to get our phones and stuff, and our new phones, and went out for breakfast. And I was like, oh, I have to be home by 2. So we went over to Rogers, which is our service provider, to grab our phones and everything. It was taking forever to be set up. And I'm sitting there like, crap, I have to be back by 2. It was like 2:30. She's like, oh, that's right. You got to be home at 2, right, for that thing. And I was like, don't say it
out
loud.
Don't say it. Because
she made fun of me enough as it is when I told her. She's like, you have to be back because of what? I'm like, because we're doing a Killzone 2
We're playing video
games.
Like,
so you're playing the game with people? I'm like, no, kinda.
This
like,
is
what,
important
what are you
business,
doing?
Honey.
Yeah. Like,
you didn't miss anything, Jeff, because Revy just got trigger happy and started shooting people. So
yeah, that's Revy.
You get like 15 people, 20 people in like the same area, just not shooting, and they all have guns because you can't turn off guns in the game. Eventually, people start shooting each other. So
yeah, probably would have been me if I was there. So it's probably a good thing. Yeah, I probably would have been the one like cooking grenades and running up to people like, "Hey, Glenn!" Boom. But anyway, that's enough of my tangent. But yeah,
we digress.
It could have been really embarrassing, but it wasn't. Not that saying you're doing a Killzone clan thing and you have to be back for it is embarrassing in front of people you don't know.
Think about
just
it.
Saying.
This is it's like a bowling league. People schedule bowling. There's no difference.
Who goes bowling?
Oh,
I know for no. It's like you have a bowling league or you have baseball games or yeah. Our poison is Street Fighter, so you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
no
true.
Different. Yeah.
Well, all right.
All right.
Yeah, everybody check out the league stuff. Once again, yeah, we've got strategy and stuff. So if you're a new player, a lot of new players. So a lot of the strategy is kind of, for beginners and stuff. So maybe you can pick up some tips there or schedule some games with some of the people in the league, some of the pros, as it were.
Like Jason.
Sure.
You're the closest thing we have to it. You were actually in an actual tournament.
That is so sad. Oh, my God. I got another tournament
coming
up this
weekend. Hey, don't discredit your own skills, man. You got some skills.
Well, yeah. I played against people a fuck ton better than I am. So I'm not at that level yet. I'm just a dabbler in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, someday.
Young day, one bad one.
Yeah, I got a tournament coming up this weekend here in town, and
it's all these
Impact
tournaments in Atlanta. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, the scene's like totally increasing.
Oh shit,
but,
man!
The next one is the Impact Clash.
It's awesome.
You don't have anything in Buffalo?
No, we got shit. Yeah, shit going on in Buffalo, man. It's pretty cool. Yeah, stuff going on in Atlanta. It's awesome.
Yeah, we've got people coming down from New York for both these tournaments, actually. So
cool.
I met a lot of cool people from New York and Virginia. North Carolina. Yeah, lots of people on the East Coast.
I mean, you mean New York City, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
New York area.
I'm not close to New York City at all.
Well, I don't know if it's New York City per se. They're just New York players.
People get the misconception that, Buffalo, you go to the city often? I'm like, no, it's 8 fucking hours away. Of course I don't go to the city. People don't realize that Buffalo and New York City are 8 hours away. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for me. Game-wise, Street Fighter. Hello, it's the fucking truth.
I said a while back that it could possibly be my favorite game ever, and like it's the best game I've played in the last.
Put him back in the closet.
Sorry, there's sirens going. Can you guys hear that?
Get him back in the closet. They'll never know he was there.
yeah, it is so good. Capcom, I love you. They're so good this gen.
Oh, did you guys? Yeah, I guess I don't want to steal news, but you go ahead. I mean, we got the championship edition coming soon.
Yeah.
No, we announced it like a while ago. I can't wait for that. I just hope they don't
it's coming really soon now, I think.
I heard summer, actually.
No, yeah. I think it's coming. It sounds like sooner, I think.
Really?
Fingers crossed.
I heard some stories on, like, I think Kotaku or something saying it's coming sooner. I don't know. DLC's coming out soon.
At Kotaku.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool. Yeah, what does it add? Like online lobbies? Fingers crossed.
Online lobbies,
like
tournament
it.
Play.
Tournament play and
the
big
record.
Plays, record videos.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
If they could add like double blind matchups, that would be stellar.
That would be cool.
I hate when I pick like soccer and they tab over to like Saget.
Yeah, well, everybody.
Your Saget is going. Your Saget is going to definitely kick my Sakura's ass. I hate online. Like it's the fact I'll pick like one of the chick. I'm a chick player. I like playing like a lot of the chicks, like Rose, Sakura, Cammy, and they will like.
Why you're in my closet?
They will play like. They will like not pick right away. They'll take like 5-10 seconds and then cycle over to like Saget or one of the bigger guys like Giefer or something like that, where my character probably won't done shit out of them, like damage wise. I mean, I guess I could probably kick their ass if I was really, really good with the character, but I'm not that good where my soccer can kick your Gopher or... if you were going to pick Gopher or a Sagat, I wouldn't have picked Sakura, you know?
Yeah, right.
I think for the double blind.
I'll give you characters. Some good tips on Sakura tonight. And Jason awesome. Actually, I'm not sure if you went on the league site, but Jason actually gave a pretty couple good tips on Sakura I didn't even know, which is actually really, really cool.
I'm hoping for some tips tonight. That's right. I'm hoping for. I'm playing a lot of Rose lately, though.
Yeah, I thought I liked Rose, but after a while playing her online, I've decided to give up on her.
Oh, really?
ShamWow.
Yeah, she's just too, I don't know, she's good against playing like casuals or whatever, and it's like, but against some of the good people like online, I just get disgustingly raped.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. You could play Gopher pretty effectively, or play against Gopher pretty effectively. She's got a lot of tools to keep them out.
But we're digressing, aren't we?
A little bit, thank you.
A little bit, but it's Street Fighter, so that's why we don't mind. If we keep playing Street Fighter, we know Jason's not going
to
direct us anymore.
Chris isn't here to keep us in line, so that's the problem, right? I
mean, he'd be like, can we talk about PSU, please?
Can we talk about that? Where's the Fantasy Star talk today, huh?
We were saving it for him, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't want to blow our load all over the place.
Right. All right, so let's move on to news. Jeff, do you have anything newsworthy?
Yeah, we got some news this week. If people weren't paying attention, it is that whole GDC thing, the Gamers Developers Conference.
That's right.
Lots
of big stuff. I didn't put a lot of stuff on here that was like little stuff, because honestly, this is going to be releasing Monday. You guys have already heard the big stuff. I put some stuff on here that I think deserves talking about.
Okay, cool.
Some pretty big ones. First two things I want to run through really quickly. Ratchet & Clank sequel was announced by Insomniac, which I'm sure nobody was really surprised. The game is called A Crack in Time. It's going to be... I'm pretty sure it's going to be downloadable. It's also going to be in retail as well this fall. Although they didn't say it was going to be out in retail, but apparently on the press release it says in retail stores, but they didn't actually announce that.
Gotcha.
So look forward to that if you liked Tools of Destruction or Quest for Booty, then go for it. I think Insomniac, after Resistance 2, I still think that is their number one title. I kind of think they shat the bed with Resistance 2. That's my personal opinion.
Do you think they're going more the downloadable content route because it just... It gets away from people selling the game, and it's more profitable for them, because I don't know.
I don't think they're going to get away from it, because if they do, they need the retailers, because even though downloadable content, downloadable games is getting more popular, it still sells a fraction of what retail does. So Quest for Booty did sell well for a PSN download, but it didn't sell close to the amount of Tools of Destruction.
So we won't see a full Ratchet and Clank game till 2010 fall, probably.
Well, no, this is a full game. Apparently.
Oh, is it a full? It's a full game then.
Well, yeah, I guess.
It's only downloadable though, or is it going to be both?
No, it's both. It's going to be both. That's what they're leaning toward. It's going to be. It was up in the air whether or not it's going to be at retail, but apparently the press release said it will be available in retail shops in the fall.
Cool.
Yeah, it's probably both. Also, Call of Duty, the biggest first-person shooter on console since Halo, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, was announced a while ago. The teaser was released in MGC. It's going to be hitting on November 10th, which is pretty much the regular time that Call of Duty games hit. They just saw a little bit of a teaser trailer. It doesn't really show too much. It still kind of looks like a whole terrorist thing, which people might be starting to get sick of, but...
Hell no, I love killing those bastards.
Of course. But it is Infinity Ward, and they set the bar with Modern Warfare, which I still think is the best Call of Duty game. There's still a lot of people playing World at War, but I still don't think World at War is as good as Call of Duty 4.
You didn't like the Germans and the
I'm sick of the whole World War 2 thing. And
World War 2. I don't play those games very much, but I kind of like the old school. You know?
That's all right. I preferred 4, but... Modern Warfare 2, which technically is 4-2. The way they're numbered, this is really ridiculous, because they never called World at War 5. Called it World at War, and this is Call of Duty World at War. I mean, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
The Call of Duty thing isn't even in the trailer at all. It's just Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare, exactly.
They're kind of confused about that. I mean, I read a lot of the news articles, and they're just saying, well, where's the Call of Duty name brand?
Activision will make sure there's Call of Duty in the title because it
would be stupid not to.
Yeah.
You said duty.
Duty. A survey actually released by Netflix. They're kind of basically, they took a bunch of random people, said, hey, if you guys were up, basically the same thing they did with the 360 before Netflix showed up on 360.
Yeah.
The support, they did the same thing with PS3. There's a pretty big turnout saying that, yeah, we would like that on the PS3. We'd definitely pay a some kind of monthly charge to be able to, you know, stream movies from the PS3. So that's looking like it could very well happen. I mean, Netflix was very successful on the 360, and I'm sure they're not going to try and be like, we don't like money, we're not going to do it. So look for that. That could happen sometime soon. I'm guessing if any time, probably in the fall.
Good.
Finally, Wii Storage. You know, we all like to bust out our Wiis, and we like to download our games and all our virtual console stuff. But there's only a little bit of memory on the Wii, and we're like, what the hell? Why isn't there a hard drive?
This is
a
problem.
Sure, you can use SD cards, but the problem is when you put a game on an SD card, you can't play them from it. If you put it on an SD card, you have to put it into the system, reload it back onto the Wii, then start the game. Well, today, Nintendo announced that they're actually fixing that problem. As of today, you can download something called the SD channel, which is basically a kind of like a firmware update, I guess, where you can put an SD card, copy your WiiWare or your Virtual Console games onto it. It will actually play from them with a little bit of longer loading time. So basically, there you go. That's the solution right there. I think it works. Finally, I don't know why it took so long. Like 2 years. Like seriously. Like come on, guys. Like
right.
So what? Hurry up and fix those friend codes. That's what we need next.
Oh yeah, the random long number that makes no sense.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, with downloadable stuff being the new big thing, people need that space, right?
So. Indeed. Go Nintendo. Yes. Good job.
Exactly.
Finally.
And if you don't want to worry about hard drive space, and you like to download stuff...
Love downloading
this
shit.
This really cool thing was announced called OnLive.
Ooh, yeah,
O-N-L-I-V-E.
We talked about this one in our show, yeah.
Which is kind... It's pretty cool. The whole idea of it is it's a device where you hook up to a PC or Mac or technically your TV, and it's actually streamed gameplay in... What they're calling it is a cloud space, basically this magical cloud... Which we'll just call another fancy name for internet. Basically, yeah, you're actually connecting to like a server which has the game on it. You're playing it with a controller or a mouse and keyboard, whatever, and it streams back the video to your PC or your TV. So basically, what this will do is it'll negate the need to upgrade your PC or your consoles because they have all the technology for you set up. You're just streaming the playback onto your whatever you're watching this on, whether it be a monitor or a TV. You have to download, for every game, you have to download a little bit of the game, and basically you can play it from there. It's a really cool idea. You need at least, I think it's a 1-point-something.
1.5
But you could have a pretty crappy computer, though, I think, right? I mean,
yeah, you can,
great.
But then again, this is all being played on, like, right now, closed server, so they say it was running pretty smooth at MGC, like, MDC. Sorry.
Yeah, not MGC.
I'm getting so confused here. Yeah, I know.
Sorry, GDC. Wow, MGC broke that?
Oh, it's in my brain.
I didn't see that there, man. Man,
you're too busy playing Street Fighter.
Yeah, I think I was.
Getting your ass beat by Scott.
Yeah.
There was no Jason or Jeff to stop him in his tracks.
No.
But anyway, I digress. Yeah, so this is kind of cool. I don't know, what do you guys think? Because everyone's talking about like the one console future.
We had a big episode a few episodes back talking about downloadable content and like the future of gaming and things like that. And it kind of like broke. You know, we had this news article because I think this is really cool because I think this is kind of like what the people are predicting to be the future, like no consoles. You know, I think this OnLive could be kind of like the fourth console out there because they got major publishers invested into their game system, and their controllers work by Bluetooth. The controllers mm-hmm. look kind of slick. It looks kind of like a PS controller, but a little different. It can run on your TV. If you got a good enough internet, it should run in 720p. If it works as well as it works, because you can just play a demo on the fly, or you can play I want to play this game, and you got the service. I want to play it, so you play it. I think it's. Right away, I think you'll still want your hard versions of your games. Like you'll want your 360 games or PS3. But I think if they do it right and there's no issues, a hiccup in this fall, I think it could be a major player eventually. I think it could really you know, it's great for developers because they don't need, I mean, you got don't have to worry about piracy. You don't have to worry about people, I mean, you know, like the piracy issue is huge. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about people selling games at GameStop because people are renting them from, like, the service. You're always getting income from people from renting it. I think it's a great idea. You know,
well, this is the thing. They haven't come out and said how you'll be paying for the game. They don't know if it's going to be like a monthly subscription, which this is my worry. If it is a monthly subscription, something like Netflix, this worries me because developers, yes, they're not going to have the cost to like but, this crazy high developing cost to make the games, but they can just throw a game up on the thing. Like if you look at the iPhone's App Store or like NXA, there's a lot of crap on there. Like a lot of crap, and you have to sift through that crap to find the good stuff. I think that might increase that because there's no more pressure on the devs to make something stand out because they don't have to make a physical product. It doesn't actually have to sell. They just have to have more deal. Like it costs this much money to put a game on our service, pay this thing, go boom, you get this percentage of it. Like how's it gonna work? Is it gonna be by game? Do you have to pay like $8 per month per game that you want to play? Is it gonna be one flat fee? Is like how's it going to work? Because depending on that,
one of my biggest issues is that's one big issue. But another one is the actual. They have the game on their server side, and say let's just pick a game. For example, Fallout. Let's just say Fallout 3. For example, say Fallout 3. I want to play on this on live, and it's great. I'm playing it. Say 3 years down the line, I'll play Fallout 3. What if they take it off their server? I buy Fallout 3, I can always play that game on my PlayStation 3 or 360 or whatever. I can always play the game. If they take it off their server, I may not be able to play. So they control if they take stuff, if they put something onto the server for me to play, is it never coming off and I can always play it? Because if so, you know what I'm saying? That's an issue.
Well, it's cloud space. There's unlimited. They can put it up in the air and just kind of floats around.
Yeah, but we'll always stay there. That's my issue because I like my classic games. I sometimes like to go back to some of my old catalog of games and play them.
Well,
and if
we'll
I can't
digress
do that,
for a bit there, because we can talk about that in a second, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because on the heels of this being announced, actually, David Perry, everyone probably is most popular for working for Shiny Interactive. He created Earthworm Jim. Yep, he came out actually the same day and said, oh, sons of bitches, they stole my idea. He didn't really say stole my idea, but basically his company, his new company he formed, was working on something very similar, and he was actually going to wait for E3 this year to announce it. And because this online was announced early, it kind of forced him to play his hand, like, listen, we have the same kind of thing coming out, but he's already, basically the competition has already started. He's saying instead of us having to download anything, it streams absolutely everything. There's no downloads needed whatsoever. And he's already boasting that the way they do it will be faster than the way OnLive does and whatnot. So there's already kind of a competitive thing going on here, which is funny because, you know, Sony, Nintendo, MS, not even Sega has anything to do with any of these. And it's like two brand new, I guess, consoles, so to speak, are coming out there.
Yeah, you're not going to see any first party first-party games coming out of these OnLive things, not whatsoever, yeah.
Unless they concede, because Michael Pachter, as we all know, he's like the only game analyst that actually gets any kind of recognition or attention basically these days, last few years. He's basically saying that the 360 and the PS3 and the Wii will be the last consoles we will ever see, basically, the video game consoles. He's saying that the Wii might get an upgrade of some sort to HD or whatever, but he's saying MS will not release another console after 360. PS4 will never see the light of day.
I don't think that's right at all.
I disagree with them on the MS thing, because MS is already, they haven't announced the new system yet, but everyone knows it's in the works. Sony definitely has another one in the works.
That's right.
Whether they release, that's a totally different thing. But what do you guys think? This, to me, breaks my heart. Like Tom was saying, I like to have the physical media. I love the feeling of going to a store on a launch day, the anticipation to get a new console, to like go wait in line, put down your hard-earned money, be like, take home the nice box, you get that new console smell, and all that kind of good stuff. And
well, I know who doesn't like this. It's called GameStop.
Okay.
I mean, they hate this idea. I mean, because this
kills.
Well,
they can eat a dick. So
how do you sell a game? People can't sell used games to people, and they can't sell them used if they're buying the service online to play. I kind of like it a little bit, but I don't think it'll. I mean, I can't fucking get my internet to work sometimes on my PS3 as it is, let alone stream a video game and play it online. I mean, I get some pretty good internet speeds, but to play an HD game, I don't. And I can get some games coming in 1080 on the PlayStation 3, They're not promising 1080. They're promising only 720.
Yeah,
at best, so, like 720p. And that's like on a 5 meg connection.
Exactly. I know. I mean, I have a really good connection, but I sometimes don't see it for my area. So I'm a little leery. I'm in Buffalo. I don't live in LA or New York or big hubs like, or maybe like in Houston, Texas, or in big areas where they're going to have a server. So what is my speeds going to be?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. The only games that come in 1080p on either this is your PlayStation 3, it's probably like 5% of any games released. I don't think that's going to be a main issue, especially until broadcasting, like TV broadcasting, goes in 1080p. I don't think people really care about that.
No.
But one thing is, have they not
factored in like the number of broadband users? Because that number is still relatively slow, you know?
I know in the U.S. of A., where you guys live, it's very, very low. And Canada actually has the highest or second highest broadband
adoption rate
in the world. Like, pretty much everyone here has broadband. Like, I don't know a single person or anyone who
but
has
But if you're doing dial-up, you should be freaking gaming anyways online. You should be doing online gaming anyways.
That's a whole different thing. But and that's a whole different topic. But my main thing is that, because it is based solely on internet and connection, I don't want to be sitting there playing a single-player game and get disconnected, have the servers go down. That just sucks, and that's a big turnoff for me. Like, it's different that I can't connect with Jason in Street Fighter, as much as it breaks my heart and it really sucks. Because for some reason, if I DMZ my PS3 or to my PS3, I can connect to Jason, but nobody else, which is really messed up.
But you can if Fallout 3, if the server goes down, you can't play anymore, but if you have a hard disk of it, you can still play your Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's still there for you to play. It's not like, oh shit, the server's down, I can't play anymore. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's pluses and there's I think it would be great if this service was out there as an alternative. I mean, it's like you have your GameFly. You pay $20-some for GameFly for two discs at a time. If I had to pay $20 a month, this would be way better. I mean, I could just play any game I wanted on the fly.
Right.
This would be tons better. I would pay $15 a month for this if I could just start a game and start playing it.
Yeah, that's a pretty low investment.
There's no delivery. You don't have to worry about mailings. It's great. But I'm kind of worried about in the fall you're going to get – they say that they have 16 titles signed on, 16 games. They seem like they're all old games. Who in November are going to want us to play, you know, some of their games were Mirror's Edge. I think one of them was there are a lot of old games that are like going to be a year old at that point. Who's going
to
want
to
like...
Well, that's actually what gets to my thing. What I think is going to happen is third parties, and let's talk like early when, of course, MS and Sony aren't going to concede and be like, okay, we'll just start making software. We'll bring out our own kind of device like this is, I think, and to make retailers happy, I think all new releases will have an exclusivity on them up to like 6 months to a year, where new games will be released on consoles, PCs only. Then after a certain amount of time, then they will end up going over to this
service. The online service,
because there's no way in hell that the third parties or any of these companies are just going to go exclusively to that and just be like, here, it's available only on this, because, or not even only on this at the same time, because they're not going to make as much money. So I think for the first, if this launches and if it's any bit successful, I think that's what you're going to see, is exclusivity to retailers and to consoles. After a while, it'll go over. It'll be kind of like having like a subscription. Like, I don't know if you guys have anything like TMN, the movie network. I know you guys have HBO, but like new release movies don't make it over to TMN till about 4 to 6 months after they come out. Mm-hmm. And then you can go ahead and like download them or watch them when they're on. Which that I wouldn't have too much of a problem with. But I love my consoles. I don't know if any of you guys are with me, but I personally don't want to see consoles die because I don't know.
No, I'm totally with you. I like my hard meat. I like having all my discs, and yeah, I like that feature a lot. But I mean, we're older gamers. I mean, not old gamers, but I mean, you say a 16-year-old.
Jason's old.
They want stuff now. You know, they want them now. I mean, if they can start playing games right away without even having to go to the store, I mean, it might be the way they're gonna look at it. You know.
Bunch of lazy motherfuckers.
Well, you mean, yeah, I mean, we're Americans. We're definitely lazy motherfuckers, you know? I mean,
we are the Walmart crowd.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, one thing, we can all hope and pray that this next game comes out on this system, on this little console, so to speak, or device. We all know about Hello Kitty.
Oh, God.
This big phenomenon.
I am a Sanrio fanboy.
I never knew, Jason. I never knew.
Oh, you don't know me.
You're a what fanboy?
Check out my fan fiction.
There was an MMO RPG released in Japan, I guess, a while ago.
Wait, what?
PC. It's Hello Kitty MMO.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. Yes, I've been trying to get in the beta for like years. and you,
why can't you get in the beta? Just because? Where do you?
I don't speak the Hello Kitty language or something.
No,
it's all like in
for
Japanese.
You?
No, like, you don't carry the pink, cute fucking bags everywhere?
Yeah, and I know, like, Karopi and, like, Bads Maru and stuff.
Konnichiwa.
Hi.
Sure you can.
Good.
Nice.
But, yeah, well, luckily, Jason, you've been trying to get this beta for so long. It's actually coming over to North America.
Fuck you. Yes. Don't tease, bro.
No word of a lie. It is coming over there. There's no release date yet. Actually, there might be one. I didn't look, to tell you the truth.
Dude,
but it's coming over here.
For real, Hello Kitty?
Can anyone sign up for it?
You can get with all your friends. You can get your Hello Kitty cupcakes together. You can get your little pink lunchbox.
Awesome.
Your pins, your suspenders, you know, your wig. That's
Hello
Kitty.
The stickers and stuff, and the chopsticks and the
stickle books.
Bumper stickers, the hair clips. But I have a Raditz, banana clip. That's really popular.
Nice.
You know what, Jeff? I'm fucking around. I already signed up for this thing. For real.
Are you serious?
I did. So, and I already got an email back.
You got in there early. I'm jealous. Actually.
No.
Did you get in to get your notice back yet?
All it said was,
who
gives a shit? I can't wait to play
like
this.
No one saw that one coming. that's so fucked up. It's such a delay on Tom's mic. I hear him say it. I'm like, I can't hear him in the Oh, there he is.
it's nice to have a who gives a shit in the show. It gets me right here.
Good deal. Cool. Well, thank
that
you,
was
Jeff.
Your news, guys.
I really appreciate it.
No
you're keeping me up to date because I haven't been reading anything online. Just playing the Street Fighter. So
and that's okay.
That's all I can do. So. I think it's break time. What do you guys think?
Yes. You want to take a break?
Cool. I think we should. So coming up next, we've got a big, big feature. We actually recorded this a couple of weeks ago. We've got a pro gaming chick coming on the show, and she's going to talk to us
But you might want to not say chick, because remember she kind of got a little bit upset the first couple times we said that. She's a really cool girl, but she kind of, you know,
I think Chris
politically
was,
correct, Jason.
I think Chris was kind of crushing on her. He's
maybe.
He's creepy
maybe.
Around women. Oh wow! A little bit.
Well, he had to get out those, like, you know, he was getting married a week later. So
exactly. So really good interview. We've got that coming up. We've got new releases, listener email, and you know all that other crazy stuff. So stay tuned.
Word.
Say something.
Time to refill.
Word. Yes.
Good. That was great.
Say something amplified. It's time to
wake up. All right, guys. So as you may have noticed, we don't have the entire show as of just yet. As it turns out, our interview is dealing with some very time-sensitive information, and the powers that be have decided that it's not quite time yet. But they did say later this week. Regardless, we will have a finished episode for you one way or the other. So stick around, stay tuned, and check out our forum at vgevo.com for all the up-to-date info. We'll see you in a bit.